With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Foreign nationals, including some Americans, as well as injured Palestinians, are being allowed out of Gaza now that the Rafah border crossing into Egypt is reopened. Israel has permanently removed another top Hamas commander from the battlefield, a battalion commander killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. The territory has again been cut off from the outside world with phone and internet service down. They were messages of a most disturbing nature, posted online threatening to torture and kill Jewish students at Cornell University. A 21-year-old Cornell junior, Patrick Dye, has been arrested, accused of posting those threats. On Capitol Hill,
we assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago.
FBI Director Christopher Wray telling a Senate panel the Mideast war has raised the terror threat inside the U.S. to, quote, a whole nother level, not mentioning the wide-open southern border. Also at SRNNews.com, one Maine community is struggling to heal following the state's worst ever mass shooting, left 18 people dead.
Public school students in Lewiston returned to classes Tuesday. Lewiston High School student Jaden Sand says he's happy to be back, but he is concerned about his safety.
You know, try to act normal again, try to act like everything's fine, but like everything's not.
District Superintendent Jake Langlaw says the return was hard for some kids.
You can just feel the difference in energy, which I think is appropriate, but also just makes me want to make sure kids are okay.
I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 106 points, NASDAQ futures 64 points lower. This is SRN News. A transgender sports controversy in Canada.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who is living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge has put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order from a district judge suspends laws that have spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. The decision will remain in effect through a trial set for the summer of next year. A coalition of Kansas abortion doctors filed suit against the pro-life laws. This is SRN News. A large Christian university facing the prospect of more than just a slap on the wrist.
Grand Canyon University is facing a nearly $38 million fine from the federal government amid accusations it misled students about the cost of its graduate programs. That's the largest fine ever handed out by the U.S. Education Department. GCU has denied any wrongdoing. An Education Department investigation found that Grand Canyon lied to more than 7,500 current and former students about the cost of its doctoral programs. The investigation found nearly 80% of students paid $10,000 to $12,000 more than the advertised cost. The university has 20 days to appeal the fine. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For the second day in a row, helicopters being used in the battle against a raging wildfire burning in a remote mountainous area of Hawaii's central Oahu. More details, SRNNews.com.